from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Two similar immigrant employment projects, with one of them in French, are being piloted over the next 5 years by the Timmins Economic Development Corporation. They are for the area from Calstock to the Quebec border, down to Temiskaming Shores and over to Folliette. Community development consultant Madison Mizow says an online survey aimed at employers is now live. It centers on identifying priority sectors and priority occupations.
You really need to hear from employers what their current labor demands are, what their jobs are that they're finding hard to fill with Canadian citizens, permanent residents, and then also what their immediate future needs are.
The federal programs aim to put 230 immigrants into jobs every year for the next five. The winner of the January 50-50 draw, staged by the Timmins District Hospital Foundation, almost didn't answer the phone call telling him he won. Pierre Bayergeon thought it was a telemarketer calling. He picks up more than $123,000. Bayergeon plans to use the money to pay some bills and support his son's hockey activities. U.S. President Donald Trump is pausing implementation of tariffs on Mexican imports for a month. That development follows a discussion between Trump and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum. She confirms it, adding that her country will fortify its border with 10,000 National Guard troops. The move is intended to block drugs, especially fentanyl, from crossing into the United States. Trump says during the month-long pause, talks will continue towards a permanent deal. Continuing now with today's local history feature, all about the bucket line over Algonquin Boulevard that operated from 1927 until the early 60s, carrying gravel to use as backfill to the Hollinger Mine. Local historian Karen Bachman says despite lectures from police, parents, and teachers, kids thought it was cool to hitch a ride on one of the buckets.
Well, one little guy decided he wasn't listening to this stuff. So him and the big guys all went and grabbed on and did their wonderful thing and had their little ride, excepting he kind of let go and fell.
Luckily, he fell into a pile of snow, but still broke his leg.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.